The Undercroft. This is the Undercroft, built in the time of Sir Nicholas de Carew, and is where food and ale were stored. It is ideal for storage, a dark, cool place which could be easily secured. How it was built is interesting. First, they built up the side walls to a certain height, then infill between these walls with earth, which was compacted into the required arch shape. Once this had settled, the stone ceiling was constructed over the earth. Finally, the earth was dug out again. As you leave the Undercroft, continue through the arched doorway at the end of the row of information panels. The first room you reach is the kitchen. This may seem like quite a small kitchen for the size of castle, and this is because it wasn't originally the main kitchen. There was another separate kitchen block on the south side of the castle, but unfortunately that was destroyed at the end of the Civil War in the mid-17th century. This room is sometimes referred to as the buttery, so we can presume it would have been used for some kind of food preparation. Imagine a big hot fire in the fireplace and the cooking smells there would have been. Medieval folk didn't have many methods of preserving food, apart from covering it in salt and sealing it in barrels, so they had to eat seasonal vegetables. The cook would have used herbs and plants from the castle's own garden. In our walled garden today, we grow a variety of herbs for cooking, medicinal, aromatic, and dyeing uses. This room also has an interesting rib-vaulted ceiling. You can see where these sections come across the ceiling and down into the walls. It is a method of building which gives strength. All the weight of the rooms above is transferred down into the walls rather than sitting across a flat ceiling. It would originally have been finished with nice squared-off dressed stone, but most of that has gone now, possibly built into a few local fireplaces. The steward's room. Adjacent to the kitchen is the room that belonged to the steward. He was the lord of the castle's right-hand man, in charge of hiring and firing, of buying provisions, and seeing generally that the castle ran smoothly. He effectively deputised for the lord when he was away on a campaign. You could see how important a man he was, because not only did he have his own large room, but he also had his own ensuite garderobe, toilet, in the corner.